throughout the show today, we've been keeping you up to date about how busy it is on the ferries or the roads and the campgrounds across the island. One of the busiest people is Tommy Tompkins of Galliano Island. Tommy, a.k.a. Tommy Transit, runs the Hummingbird Pub bus during the summer months. And no matter how busy it gets, Tommy makes the bus ride a unique experience. And he's taken a break from his busy job these days to join us by phone. Hi, Tommy.
How are you, Joanne? Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Nice to meet you, too, on the radio. Thanks for taking time to speak. I understand you're on a break right now from driving the bus. How busy is it on Galliano this weekend?
How busy is it?
Yeah.
All the ferries are booked. There's a lot of walk-offs today and a lot of people driving over. Mostly the traffic that I handle, Joanne, comes in by boat down to Montague Harbor.
Comes into Montague Harbor. Now, tell me a bit about the bus itself. How do you try to make it such a special experience for people?
It's a pretty unique bus. It's run for 29 years. It's a bit of a legend. People come from all over the world, not so much to take the bus, but certainly to charter boats and travel all over the Gulf Islands. And for me, as a bus driver, from coming off 21 years of working in transit in BC and Vancouver, this is just the busman's holiday, and it's absolute perfection. It's a lot of fun. I've had some instruments. I hand out a bunch of maracas and tambourines and get everybody involved. And Blueberry Hill has been singing in the tape deck there for a long time with Fats Domino. It's a bit of a legend itself, and people are always screaming for it as soon as they come down the road in the bus. They're just a fun bunch. Everybody's on holidays, and it's just a way of spreading sunshine, regardless of what the weather forecast is.
So you take people from the park at Montague Harbor into the Hummingbird and back again. About how far is that? About 5 kilometers?
It's 5 kilometers to Montague Harbor itself, down by the dock and the main store there. But it's about another kilometer down to the campground. So there's about 40 campsites. And in the busy part of the season, not so much now because of the weather, it's knocked it down a little bit. But you put about 50, 60 boats in the harbor. So you got a captive audience of about 100 people that just don't want to be having that shrimp on the barbie on the deck there every night.
No, so they want to go and see what's happening. And you have a reputation, as you say. I mean, that's why we're talking to you. We heard about your reputation, that this is not like riding just any bus.
No, I think if I did half the stuff that I do on this bus in the city, they would have fired me 12 years ago.
Well, there is a different, as you say, sort of vibe on the island. Now, you know, people head to Galliano for a fun vacation, but traveling can be pretty stressful. I mean, people are trying to kind of, you know, reduce their stress, let's put it that way. So now, how do you deal with someone who maybe has just arrived after a 6-hour ferry lineup and is still feeling the effects of that?
Well, it's funny, when you shake a maraca in their face and you crank the tunes and you tell them to join in because it's not a free ride, they got to earn it by playing some music on the way down the road because it is a free ride. It's pretty hard for them not to crack a smile. And if it doesn't work out that way, I just ask them to pass it on to somebody else who's willing to participate.
That's right, if they want to be a grumpy pants, eh?
Well, sometimes that's true, but, you know, it's pretty hard to be a grumpy pants. They're only on the bus for about 6 or 8 minutes, and by the time they get down there, everybody's clapping and cheering and joining in the music, and it's pretty infectious. It's almost like being a kid on the school bus, and I don't care whether you did your homework or not this time around.
Now, many people on Galliano work in the service industry. So while everyone else is on holidays, the Galliano Islanders are working hard. How do they look at these big holiday weekends? How do they see them?
How do the people that come here see them?
No, how do the people who work there see them?
Well, it's really interesting because when people come here and they're on holidays, they expect to have a good time. And when you're helping people that are coming with the intention of having a good time, it's like part of our work's already done for us, Joanne, which is really kind of a cheeky way of looking at it. But when I come from a place of positivity on a pretty regular basis, because I know what the opposite is and I'm not that excited about it, it's really, really easy to make that transition. They're here to have a good time. They're here spending money. They want to go home with some good memories. And that's what we try and do and create that for them.
Do you ever hear islanders sort of going, oh, no, not another long weekend. It's going to be busy. The roads are going to, you know, the opposite of the positive.
Yeah, we try and weed them out and get them on the next ferry. There's a few, but you know, most of the people who work on this island are pretty magical. It's an amazing place to work, and everybody that you meet has their own take on life, and I find that if I come from that place of vibrancy and sunshine, that it's pretty hard for them not to get caught up in it at some point in time. And like you say, there's always a grumpy pants in the crowd, but you know, they're kind of overridden by the 95% that are really having a good time. And it's really hard when people are laughing and clapping and singing around you to not get involved in some way. And at least I've seen some look out the window in a grumpy kind of way and see that smile crease across their face, and you know you're getting through to them.
Now, Tommy, what if someone's not fortunate enough to be riding in the Hummingbird Pub bus, but they're sitting in a car in a lineup somewhere, or maybe stuck in traffic listening to us? What's your advice to them? And they're thinking, well, I don't have any maracas in the car, and I'm not on his bus. So can you cheer him up long distance?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, there is a choice, and we all get to make it every day. And there's so much magic. It's interesting. I was in Hawaii for the winter, and I was having a little going away party, and I invited 25 people. And I thought, oh, I forgot about the guy that was at the youth hostel. He was such a cool guy. And I look over in traffic, and there he was. Right there with the window down, the radio blaring, and I honked the horn and invited him. And so there's things that when we get frustrated and upset, it clouds our vision to the magic that's out there. And sometimes it's just somebody listening on the radio, or sometimes it's a piece of music that's on the radio, or take a favorite CD with you and just kind of drift off to it a little bit while you're sitting there. Reading is probably not a good idea. You can catch maybe a couple of headlines or something when you're driving. Or I find that motivational tapes are probably the best.
All right, we're going to end on that positive note. I think that's good advice for people who are just heading into their weekend and they want to shed some of that stress. Tommy, give our best to everybody on Galliano and everyone who rides the Hummingbird Pub bus this weekend.
Thank you, Joanne. You like the bus? It rocks.
It rocks. Okay.
Have an awesome weekend, everybody out there. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Tommy Transit signing off.
Tommy Tompkins, a.k.a. Tommy Transit, spinning off there. He drives the Hummingbird Pub bus on Galliano Island, and he's also an author of Tommy Transit's Bus Tales, How to Change the World 9 to 5, and he has a website, tommytransit.com.